Coming up on the Hometown Sounds podcast today.
Whoa, we got, dude, why, you're talking way too loud.
I'm sorry. I blew out my hearing at the thermal show last night.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that, but you gotta bring it down just a notch. Okay, so I'm Tony.
And I'm Paul, and this is Hometown Sounds.
I wrote you a symphony just to say how much it means to me.
What would you do
if I told you you were beautiful? Would you date me on the regular?
Tell me, would you?
Well, baby, I've been around the world, but I ain't seen myself another girl
like you.
This ring here represents my heart, but there's just one thing I need from you.
Say I do, because I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grass laying side by side. You could be my baby, and then you're my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
in another woman that could take your spot, my love.
So don't give away
my love. Take your spot, my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away.
You know the woman that can take your spot, my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away.
You know the woman that can take your spot, my
love note, and made you smile at every word I wrote.
What would you do?
Would that make you wanna change your scene? What's the point in waiting anymore? Cause girl, I've never been more sure.
Baby, it's you.
This ring here represents my heart and everything that you've been waiting for.
Just say I do.
But there's just one. 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 But there's just one.
But there's just one. So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
in another woman that could take your spot, my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
in another woman that could take your spot, my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
my love.
So don't give away
in another woman that could take your spot, my love. Take your spotlight.
Back to Hometown Sounds, we show you how DC rocks. That was a remix by Cerulean City, the duo of Caleb Latois and Brian Christensen, of a 2006 Justin Timberlake jam called My Love. That came out in October, and we've kind of been sitting on it for a couple of months, and we just haven't, you know, you gotta let the sediment things have to settle before they can just make their way into the rotation. So, Paul, I want to talk to you about Pokemon.
I see that in the notes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say about it. So all right, I have to lead this one.
Here it is. Okay, Cerulean City. It's a Pokemon reference. It's a town in the world of Pokemon where a lot of water-type Pokemon reside. And there are Pokemon are kind of tied to different elements. There's grass type, fire type, water type, ground type, poison type, rock type, just to say a few. And I just wanted to ask, you know, you got a couple of years on me. What was it like experiencing Pokemon, like observing it?
I'll be honest with you. Like, it came out like after my time. And
you were in college at that time, right?
I guess.
Or a senior in high school, something like that?
It's like, the 90s, right? And so, like, it seemed just like a big mystery. And there was so much. There was, like, all these creatures. There were video games. There was a show. And I just had no idea where to start. And so I totally never did. And I know that people, especially the video games, I guess people are really nostalgic for the video games. They keep putting out new video games, and I have no interest in diving in because it just seems like this enormous thing. I have enough enormous universes in my life. And
yeah,
I
like
don't
that room full of comic books in your house.
Yes.
A guy who rents an apartment that needs to have a spare bedroom for all of his comic books. I'm sorry that I make fun. This is not the first time I've made fun of you for this.
I have too many, I know. And yeah, so yeah, Pokemon, totally don't need it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm probably missing out. I guess it's probably the
No,
the
I'm well
bomb.
Past it too. And I gotta say, you know, when you were 18, 19 something, when Pokemon first dropped,
yeah.
You know, it was something that looked like it was for like middle schoolers.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at first I was like mad up on it, you know, and I played the first couple of video games. I did some trading cards. But yes, Cerulean City, that is where the band name is from.
I'm so glad I know that. I thought it was just a cool band name anyway, but no, it's super nerdy.
So like I said, that came out in October, just in time for Justin Timberlake. I'm not even going to go there. For Halloween. And Cerulean City was spinning that night at the Black Cat for the Black Cat's Halloween party, which I was at, but I was upstairs.
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill Butois, well-established DJ. He DJs all the time. He's at Flash, Rock and Roll, Wonderland Ballroom, 930 Back Bar, which I saw an event that he performed at over the summer, and the event was called Admiral Back Bar.
Oh, so good. So good. And the flyer image had like
Admiral
Back Bar like in front of a birthday cake.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so many good jokes just today. So we talked about this last time. My landlord is selling the residence that I occupy.
Yep.
And so as a result, there's all this model home type stuff in here right now.
Yeah.
And we're looking at each other through this orchid, okay?
That's right. It's quite involved.
Yeah. And all right, Paul, do you think that this is a real plant or a fake plant?
I'm gonna go with real plant.
You're gonna go with the real plant?
Yes.
You're actually totally right.
Awesome.
And I thought that it was a fake plant.
Oh God.
And what I noticed today was that underneath the plant is this little card.
Okay.
And read it, Paul. Read it out loud.
Easy care, half a cup of water per week, indirect sunlight, keep it 55 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and then there's a QR code on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what I thought is that this was a fake plant.
Oh, God.
And that it came with instructions for how you would care for it if it were a real plant. And I was like, whoa, these staging people went really out of their way with this imitation of life.
Way too into it.
But actually, then the real estate agent texted me and she was like, hey, by the way, I forgot to tell you, could you like water this plant once a week?
And the illusion was broken and Tony was like, oh, it's real.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So now it's totally between us with this podcast.
Yeah. No, I actually moved the plant to the table so that we could talk about this.
Oh, that's perfect.
I actually now want to move it out of the way while we play the next track,
which is Basement Freaks, tribute to John H.
Let me tell you about this cat I met one night in a club in the Chocolate City. Check it out. In a door by the alley, down the steps, everybody wanted to be there, man. Floor.
So much funkier than usual.
That was a track called Little Red Afro by Basement Freaks. Basement Freaks is a guy named George Fotiadis, and he is from Hamburg, Germany. And why does that count for the Hometown Sounds podcast? Because that track features Mustafa Akbar on vocals, and it was a tribute to John H. from Fort Knox 5, who passed away last summer, who we were very big fans of. And they put out a new album, the Basement Freaks did, Time Machine. The whole thing is dedicated to the memory, one of the mentors and a great friend of theirs at Jalapeno Records. That is Fort Knox's John H. He collaborated with that track. And both those guys agreed it was something they should put out there for free. So you could totally go to their SoundCloud and download that song. It's a great tune about a great guy whose vibrancy, generosity, and enthusiasm touched a lot of people in our scene. And the other reason we wanted to feature that track is because the Funk Parade is coming up this weekend. That is going to be all day and really all night on Saturday, May 7th in the U Street area. If you go to U Street, you pretty much can't miss it. It's kind of everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Street's blocked off. Second year in a row.
Yeah.
You know what? I generally get annoyed by street closures, but like, nah, that's cool.
Funk Parade. Funk Parade has only been around for a few years, and I believe the first year they did not get permission to close off the street, and so they had to kind of go through some back streets, and it ended up just kind of closing it off anyway. So you should go to the Funk Parade site and check out. There are like a million stages. There is so much going on. A lot of great bands to see. Some of the ones that we love and have loved for a long time. Congo Sanchez, Black Masala, Impresarios, Funk Arc, Ilike, and Rare Essence. I mean, one of the founding go-go bands.
Whoa, they let them back in?
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't get to a go-go show in D.C. no more.
Well, they're out there sometimes.
MPD pushed that out to, like,
well, when you got a band as classy as Rare Essence, they let that happen. And, like, so all day there are stages, there are bands at, like, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, there's the actual parade, which has some high school marching bands, some brass bands, and batala. If you've never seen batala, by the way, Tony, do you know what batala is all about?
I don't even know what it is. Here's, I was like, what, baklava?
No. Batala is an all-female drumming troupe. And so they all have like these colors that they wear, which is like red, black, and white. They all wear like similar colors. And there's like a ton of them. There's like maybe 45, 50 performers at any given time in this. They're so much fun. I would totally be in this group if I was allowed to, but it is all women and they have a lot of fun. They pop up all the time. Like any sort of big event, Batala will just show up and start playing drums and everybody will have a great time. So that's totally awesome. After that, you can go get a little bite to eat. And then the party goes indoors and all sorts of clubs around that area like DC9, Solly's, Tropicalia, New Street Music Hall have shows and they're all free. But the thing is that they're really popular and there's big long lines to get in. So you kind of need to pick one, I think. I mean, that's kind of how I roll anyway. Pick one and go to it. And I would strongly recommend the one at U Street Music Hall because you got Pitch Black Brass Band, Nappy Rhythm, which is the band that Mustafa Akbar is usually in, and a DJ set with Fort Knox 5 and Queued Up. And that's going to be a really fun, fun party.
It does.
And from that, let's go to the Coward's Choir.
Midnight, midsummer, turn to recover. Day wakes into July. Dawn lays down heavy, quiet, unsteady, searching for every word. Speak half out of the truth, be calm, better lies. So quiet, nothing moves, just talking with her eyes. Let's stop pretending there's nothing going on. Can't see it coming, just what you're running from. You give too much, losing yourself. A 3-4.
You give too much, losing yourself.
While we were listening to that track, actually, one of the organizers of Funk Parade accepted my Facebook invite to like my band.
That's real-time happenings while we record
happenings?
The podcast.
Happenings? Happenings. No, like circumstance and happenings? Yeah. Like happenings.
All right.
Like researchship.
That song was called You Give Too Much by our dear friend Andy Ziff and his band The Cowards Choir. Their new album is called Name the Fear. It's already out for Pledge Music backers and comes out for everyone on May 6th. If you are brand new to this band, well, welcome to the Cowards Choir. They're really amazing.
Late to the party, but not to the choir.
Not too late. There is a website called Noise Trade. I think maybe not a lot of people know about this site, but it is a site for bands that want to put music out for you to download and own in a pay what you want kind of model. I mean, you know, you could do this on Bandcamp too, but they do it on Noise Trade, and Noise Trade has a whole infrastructure and they send out emails and everything. So Cowards Choir is very big with Noise Trade. They put out a compilation called An Introduction to the Cowards Choir, which has 10 tracks from their history, some Andy stuff, some of the two EPs that the Cowards Choir put out, which are both also available on Noise Trade for you to download for whatever you want before this album comes out. So this band, fantastic band. Last year, their percussion slash drummer section, Adam Neubauer and Ben Tufts, left the band. So Andy Ziff reformulated the lineup with Ryan Walker, Alyssa Moore, Diana Joachim, and Tim Felton. And this album also features a visual score that's created by Small Creatures. And you can see that in the premiere and see the band perform the album in its entirety at the album release show at Jam and Java on Tuesday, May 10th.
Dog, that's next week.
Yeah, I am so excited about that. I am so, because that song was like so like orchestral, like there was so much swells and really beautiful stuff. And I was thinking like, it's going to work out really, really awesome to see like the visual thing for it as well. Kind of like a music video for the whole album.
Yeah.
Which of course I am all about.
If you don't excited. Know, Paul posts music videos from DC Vans most days.
Because I love them. I love music videos. I was born and raised watching MTV in the 80s when it was really good. And I think music videos are a great way to get into bands. And I hope that that is what this visual score from Small Creatures does for the Cowards Choir, because they're definitely a band deserving of wider recognition.
We're going to play some more music. This is a track. Oh, my God. I love this band. This band is called Flasher, and I love them. Did I mention that I love them? Yes, I did.
Thank you.
could produce a band that begins to sound like Sonic Youth, but it did. And oh my God, I love it. And like the parts are so simple. Oh, the drums are so simple, but the rhythms just fit so perfectly together to sound off kilter. I love it.
That song was called Tense by Flasher. It's the first song from their self-titled cassette release, which came out April 8th on Sister Polygon Records, which is the record label most known for Priests. And in fact, Flasher has somebody from Priests in it, Taylor Mullett, and also Danny Saperstein and Emma Baker from Big Hush. They used to be a band called Young Trinas, and they changed their name to Flasher, and really awesome stuff. Their next show is going to be at the Black Cat Backstage on Friday, June 3rd, with a band called Pinkwash from Philly.
So, Paul, Mother's Day is next week.
Oh, crap.
Did you forget that?
It hopefully is written down on my schedule where I try to manage my life.
So you don't have plans? You don't have like a brunch, Rezzy?
I think I do have a brunch that I need to figure out what to do with. You're totally like exposing me on the podcast.
Well, okay. So there have been some accusations leveled towards me lately that I can be a very self-centered individual. And I never actually thought about it like that, and I'm still trying to like come to terms with this possibility.
Okay.
And I was thinking about historically, and this doesn't happen to me much anymore. In high school or early college, someone would drop like a "your mom" joke.
Yeah.
And then I would get to go, "Oh yeah, my mom's dead."
Oh. Make them feel bad.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was great to throw it back in their faces like that. But then also, I was thinking today, like, yeah, and next week, I ain't got to do shit.
You could take Mother's Day off. Yeah. And I actually have a mom and a stepmom, but my mom, totally not into Mother's Day. Never has been into Mother's Day. Kind of thinks Mother's Day is lame. But my stepmom does not think that. So I'm not off the hook.
Oh,
I need to do brunch and, you know, a card and whatnot. So
do you do like two half brunches? Like how do you pace yourself?
Well, usually there's like a brunch and then a dinner, you know, so you go from one and you go to the other one. They live close by, so it's not that big a deal.
Do they go to the same gym?
I don't think so.
Do they go to the same like cycle class?
I'm pretty sure that would be awkward.
I'm sorry that I'm prying into the domestic relationship of your biological parents.
We've talked about him fleetingly on the podcast, but yes. But let's hear some more music. Tony, who's next on the podcast?
A group called the Telescopes.
Yeah.
track called Who is Brian Wilson?
Who is Brian Wilson?
I don't know, but no. Actually, where I wanted to go with this is that I'm guessing the track is entitled after some kind of like homage with, you know, the choiry vocals. Mm-hmm. Just going out on a limb. Anyway, that's from a group called the Telescopes, fronted by a gent by the name of Jack Hubble. And so he and his band, they go by the name Jack Hubble and the Telescopes.
And of course, that is a reference to the Hubble Space Telescope. But he spells his last name differently.
Yeah, we're just captains obvious today.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So Jack Hubble, interesting fellow. He plays in a couple of other bands, Lenclair and A Mark Train Home, and he kind of serves as a producer-like figure in those bands. He does some songwriting. As you heard, he is a multi-tracking enthusiast. And this track, Who is Brian Wilson, is from a compilation of recordings and kind of like demos and other stuff he's done over the last couple of years that he put out in November called The Greatest Shits.
Telescope Glasses, The Greatest Shits.
And the album art is really fantastic. It's a toilet sitting in a field, and there's like all kinds of grass and flowers growing out of it. And given the title, it's pretty classy, actually.
Also, there was some dedication to like actually getting that toilet out there in that garden and filling it up with plants and everything.
Whoever did it, whether it was him or someone else.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of those bands, this is, you know, essential listening.
Anyway, I think that almost takes us to the end of this week's episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. You should follow us on all of the social media. I'm encroaching on Paul's shtick.
That's terrible. Our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's one word, it's Hometown Sounds. There's a capital H, there's a capital S. Music video on the site and the podcast. The site is hometownsoundsdc.com. You can submit DC music and sponsor the station. Give us feedback. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. But please, the most important part is to support all of the musicians.
By buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
Oh, look at that switcheroo.
All around town. It's crazy. Also, reminder that the show notes and the post on the site for the podcast episodes, as much as I can, contains links to the releases, mostly on Bandcamp, of all the stuff we play. So it's very easy for you to find your way to the stuff you like and support it. Like, for example, this last track. This is a new track by Maximilian Dunbar, a.k.a. Max D. His new album, Boost, came out on April 22nd on the Future Times label, which is also the home of Protect You and a lot of other very trippy, sort of ambient electronic music. Maximilian Dunbar, also known as Andrew Field Pickering. This is his first full-length album from Max since 2013's House of Woo. That was a while ago. The tracks on this album are all collaborations. And for the track that we picked, Bubblegum, Max worked with a guy named Jack Judson, who also goes by the name Jack J of Vancouver act Mood Hut. It's pretty spacey. We hope you like this. We hope this takes you out into blissful infinity. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul. We can't do a high five this week because
the table's too big.
Yeah, because the table that we've had to move into the living room is enormous, and we just can't. My hand is just air swishing. So anyway, we'll see you next time. Peace out.